Let's turn to the book of Lamentations, and chapter 5, Lamentations chapter 5. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 22. Lamentations 5. And beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. Remember, O Lord, what is come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless, our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We got our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. They ravished the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah. Princes are hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind and the children fell under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gates, the young men from their music. The joy of our heart is ceased, our dance is turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. For this our heart is faint, for these things our eyes are dim. Because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever. Thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. But thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wroth against us. Those are God's words. In this last chapter of the book of Lamentations, we have through verse 16 the summary of the very calamitous state of God's people in their captivity, in their exile. Many very poor conditions and judgments of God upon them. And then through verse 18, their hearts being faint for a reason. Why would our hearts be faint? It shows us here because for them, they have not God's sanctuary. That is, they don't have the very presence of God amongst them. Jerusalem is a wasteland. It's desolate. And then to the end, how ought our lament to end? All lament should have, if we're grieving and being sorrowful for our sins, the state of the church, all of our lament should end with what we see here, with humble pleadings that the Lord, who is eternal, would show mercy. In the plea of verse 21, it says, "Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned." We pray that for the church today. Lord, turn the church unto you, and the church will be turned. And there would be revival, reformation, and that ought to be our prayer. And so, friends, we see here if your heart is faint, just like Jeremiah's was. If your heart is faint, is weak, then turn and continue to turn to the Lord in worship, because there we know is the very presence of God. It's when we are outside of the presence of God that these things come upon us. When we turn our backs on the Lord, these things come upon us. And we ought to then plead unto Him to show mercy and turn toward us and turn us toward Him. But if we turn from Him, the results will be like verses 1 through 16. Judgment awaits those who turn from the Lord. Mercy and God's presence for those to whom God turns towards and to whom turns towards Him. Very simple message. But one in the whole of the book, the whole of this the book of Lamentations, considering how we ought to lament, how we ought to weep and be sorrowful and grieve, very difficult for us as Americans, and even in the church here today. And we ought to be praying for the Lord to help us in these affections we ought to have at the proper time. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we do pray that You would teach us Your ways and continue to make us to be holy as Christ is holy. And as He wept over the state of the church, He wept over Jerusalem in John's Gospel. Father, that ought to be us today, weeping over the state of the church as we look at the church as a whole throughout the world, but especially in our nation and the nations that many of us come from. The state of the church is very weak. Not in everyone, and we're thankful for those ones that are not weak. And the congregations in those nations that are not weak, but are continually turning to You. But Father, there are many nations, and there are many in our nation that have turned from You. Still a part of the church, and yet have turned from You. Are Your covenant people, and yet have turned from You, and have become covenant breakers, and yet, Father, we do pray now that You would, as You've been disciplining them in various ways, and You're bringing judgments here and there, and You'll bring more judgments as time goes on, and discipline, and You'll do the same to us if we turn from You. Father, we pray that You would show mercy, that You would grant us the affections of grief and sorrow, just as we have grief and sorrow concerning the Gordetskis and John and his state. And Father, we ask that You would uphold him and heal him in his brain, heal him in his blood, and that he'd be able to breathe on his own fully and not need any more support from doctors and medicine, but that he could, and Phil and Julie could come home. We know that You have taught us that we must lean upon You in these things. You have taught this congregation well that, and Father, we do pray that we would help come around Phil and Julie and help them and Mark too, and ask that You would enable us to be fervent in prayer for them, that we would be weeping with those who weep. And Father, we pray that You would heal and heal at the perfect time according to Your will. Father, we do pray that You would turn John's soul to You even now, if it would be Your will. And so to all the other children present today and those in the womb. And Father, we ask that You would grant much blessing to these families and to the Gordetsky family in particular today. And You would show them Your grace and mercy And as we know these things are painful in the moment, we pray that you would cause them to be trained in righteousness for your glory, even through these trials. And Father, we pray that you would help us to serve them in the many ways we can. Not only in prayer, but helping them. And thankful for the Maines who are watching Mark. Pray that you would bless them in their service to your kingdom in that. And pray that you would be with Larry as well today. You would help him be healed of his sickness. Pray that you would heal me as well. And my wife, Dina, we ask that you would heal all those others who may be sick today, not feeling well and not present today. And yeah, Father, we take great joy and we are thankful that you have brought about John and his birth. Father, we're thankful for the new baby of Wonder and Vanessa and their presence here today, all of them. And we pray for that child as well, that you would turn their hearts to you and grant them salvation, even as we'll hear this morning about John the Baptist, who leapt in the womb in the presence of Jesus Christ in faith. Father, we pray that it would be true even of this child and all these children here, that they would love you above all other things. And yet, Father, we know how delicate life is. Babies are really thinking generally of only food and sleep and love from their parents. But Father, we pray that you would send forth your Holy Spirit in great power, that they would recognize a greater love that they need. A love of you. That they need your love. That they need Christ's sacrifice for their sins. And Father, we pray that you would be with those who are a little older and still have not professed faith in Christ. We pray that you would cause them to turn to Christ as well. And that this would be the day of salvation for them. And if they believe, that they would come and they would profess their faith before your church, your bride, before the world, confessing that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. And Father, bless them if they do. Father, we pray for our congregation that you would turn us to you and sanctify us. Just as we've heard in this passage of Scripture, we need your sanctification. We need your cleansing of our sin and we need your righteousness. And so clothe us with the righteousness of Christ, even the righteousness of his affections, his emotions. And so grant us these things. And bless your people. And wash your bride with the truth, knowing your word is truth. Father, we're thankful for the prospect of baptism this evening. We do pray that you would grant to that family faithfulness to you and to that child as well, faith in Christ. We pray that you would protect your bride and protect this congregation from error and from sin, from false teaching, from divisions that would work up within us as Satan seeks to attack us and start divisions. We pray that you would protect us from that by your Spirit. And even as well strengthening the elders to protect against division. And then, Father, we do pray that you would bless us in the hearing of your word today. And that we would not only grow in knowledge and understanding, but also wisdom and faith and knowledge of the truth. Give us discernment. Grant us the blessing to teach this to our children, to others, to be lights in the dark place of this world and testifying the good news and being loving or showing charity to our neighbor, and especially the widow and the poor, and that you would grant us help to serve, for we are here to serve Christ Jesus, your Son. And so bless your people today, and grant those of your elect to hear the gospel and believe unto salvation. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.